Signs of root aphids in your houseplant and their damages. You may find your houseplant with withered, curled, and yellow leaves, with a lack of vigor, like a sign of nutrient deficiencies. In this situation, your houseplant fails to reach the size of healthy plants. If you spot these symptoms that don't improve by adding certain minerals, usually magnesium and other fertilizers, you have to check the roots of your plant. There is the risk of the root aphid's infestation. The root aphid will kill your houseplant if you don't detect it early. In addition, your plant will be very vulnerable to root rot, mildew, and other root disease. Hence, you must remove your houseplant from the pot and check the roots. If you see 2 to 3 millimeters long bugs with pear-like bodies and white, yellow, green, or brown color, your houseplant is infected by root aphid. Also, you may see waxy white secretions on the roots. In this situation, you may be confused between root aphids and mealybugs. So, you must spot the bugs with your magnifying glass. Please read all things about root mealybugs, scales, in houseplant soil, plus detect these tiny bugs and get rid of them. Another symptom of root aphid infection is the presence of ants around your houseplant. Ants are the close friends of aphids. They feed on the honeydew secreted by aphids. Instead, during the spring and summer, ants carry the aphids from one houseplant's pot to another and protect aphid eggs from overwintering. Root aphids or soil mites. To distinguish between root aphids and soil mites, please grab your magnifying glass. As you can see in the following picture, soil mites have 8 legs, but root aphids have 6. Soil mites are smaller than root aphids. Root aphid is more common on the roots, near the soil surface. Where do root aphids come from? Although there are both winged and wingless root aphid forms, in comparison with foliar aphids, root aphids move very slowly. If you have an infested potted plant, it can spread among other plants by carried by ants from one indoor plant to another plant, buying an infested houseplant, moving to another plant through the water, passing through drainage holes and pots. Spread among other plants by draining water from one pot to another. Some of them are winged and may come on topsoil and move to other close plants. What is root aphid's life cycle in your houseplant soil? Since the look of root aphids varies in different stages of their life cycle, you should know about it. In addition, having information about its life cycle may help you to control it better. To make it easy for you, I try to explain it by picture. As you can see in the following infographic, the root aphid's life cycle consists of 3 stages, the nymphs, wingless adults, and winged adults. 1. The nymph stage of root aphids. The nymphs are the newborn people. You can see the appearance of root aphids nymphs in the following picture. They are about 0.1 to 0.02 centimeters, 0.04 to 0.08 inches, with 6 to 8 legs. Please grab your magnifying glass. The nymph's hangout is the roots of your houseplant and feed on them by sucking its sap. It often takes 9 to 10 days for root aphids nymphs to mature, depending on the species. Be careful, although they are slow crawlers, as mentioned earlier, they can rapidly move to other indoor plants by water that is drained from holes in the pot and your gardening equipment like an infested shovel. 2. The wingless adult stage of root aphids. Finally, the nymphs convert to wingless adults on the root of your houseplant. As you can see in the following image, they are usually up to 0.3 centimeters, 0.12 inches. You can spot them in various colors, including white, yellow, green, or brown. Their lifespan is about 30 days, depending on the species. During it, the female wingless adults reproduce asexually and give birth to their genetically similar daughters. The wonderful thing about them is that they can double their population every 1.5 days. It can be very dangerous for your houseplant if you fail to identify root aphid infestation early enough. 3. The winged adult stage in root aphid. Often after increasing the population, death of plants or other situations that cause a shortage in food sources, the wings will develop in some root aphids. They come on the soil surface and migrate from one plant to another. You can see the winged adult root aphid in the following picture. Some gardeners get confused between winged root aphids and fungus gnats. Let's get going to know their difference. The winged root aphids fly higher and farther to migrate to a new host. They often fly straight towards the lights, but fungus gnats fly around your plant. The winged root aphid is slimmer than the fungus gnat. You can compare their appearance in the following picture. What temperature kills root aphids? The optimum temperature range for root aphids is between 20 to 25 C, 6877F. Research shows that they will kill in temperatures between minus 5 to minus 15 C, 23 to 5F, and higher than 32 C, 90F. Hence, in outdoor plants, aphids are more active during spring and fall, but in houseplants, aphids can be active overall the year. How to get rid of root aphids in the soil of the houseplant? In the following, you will find 6 practical ways to control root aphids in your houseplant soil. 1. Eradicating the infested plant. You may think it is a crazy way, but if you didn't notice root aphids on time and there has been a severe infestation, eradicating the infected plant is the best way to protect other plants from root aphid infestation. 2. Neem oil can help you to treat the roots. In minor infestations, neem oil is a good organic and effective home pesticide. Click here to tell you how to make and use it. 3. Using a pyrethrum root aphid spray. Pyrethrum is another organic and effective pest killer that you can buy or make at home. Click here to show you how to do it. You should spray it on the soil and then water lightly to spread it inside the ground. Aphids are often more active in the morning. Hence, the best time to spray them is early morning. Apply this pesticide every 2 weeks until you find out that the aphid's infestation signs have disappeared and your plant has got bigger again. 4. Yellow sticky papers. They also can trap a few aphids that are moving inside the soil if you put them on the soil of your houseplant. You can buy yellow sticky papers or make them a homemade one. Click here to tell you how to do it. 5. Get help from your gardening friends. Root aphid predators such as ladybugs and parasitic wasps. You can buy them and other beneficial insects. 6. Check every houseplant before buying it. To make sure the new houseplants have been not infested by root aphids, you must notice plant vigor and its soil. Check them before bringing them to your home. 7. Soil drench for root aphid. Although I often don't recommend using chemical pesticides inside the house, if you need to know, applying imidacloprid or dinotefuran as a soil drench is an efficient way to control root aphids. These insecticides are absorbed by the roots, and hence they can kill aphids after sucking the root sap. Conclusion. Now you can detect an infested plant to root aphids and know how to get rid of them. Have you ever had any experience with this pest? Did you control it? Do you think which one of our treatments is more effective? Do you have a unique way to get rid of root aphids? Please share your experience and ideas with us below this page. If you have any problem with root aphids in your houseplant yet, please ask your question below this page.